Geraldine.
This is going to be the show where we outdo ourselves.
Okay, are we going to do ourselves and then outdo ourselves?
And then we're going to outdo ourselves.
I'm into it.
This is where we're going to set our sights high and our necklines low.
Oh, I like everything about this.
And we're going to talk about some core Because Show principles.
Oh, good, because I have another one to add to the mix.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So this is Geraldine.
And Amy.
And we're waiting on Susan.
And, hi, I'm Susan. Is that working? Yeah. How is everybody?
Susan,
I just live in New York.
Got stuck in traffic.
Yeah, Susan's coming home from Disneyland, so she'll be here soon.
Yeah, she may be a whirlwind in here at any moment. So, gosh, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We skipped last week because we were all kind of swamped. Actually,
except for me.
You were.
I was available.
I felt like I needed a break.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of stuff to catch up on.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I am pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I have just so many things I want to get into. Like, first of all, have you heard about the limited edition cookie dough Oreo?
No. Oh, my God. That sounds gross and so good.
Well, it's only a 2-month run. This the consumer reviews have been mixed. Some people say it's so good. Some people say it's so gross.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, cookie dough is raw. One would think a cookie dough has eggs in it, you know, the potential risk of salmonella. So you can't sell like a cookie dough Oreo, right?
Well, sure you can. You have to keep it in the refrigerator.
It's not refrigerated though.
Oh,
so how would you simulate? So you have to simulate cookie dough, right? So it's like,
I'm so grossed out already. Okay.
Cookie faux. I just made that up.
Really? Okay.
But so what they're relying on is a psychological strategy called permission, where you the consumer is giving permission to themselves to accept, oh, this is cookie dough.
Okay.
Even though it only has to have one element, like it has to like kind of look like cookie dough.
Right.
It may not taste like cookie dough. It just has to have that one thing, a pretty picture or the right kind of aroma.
They need that suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. And then they have permission, and that's how you are able to trade the real thing for a facsimile. And this is the same kind of idea that they're using to sell the watermelon Oreo.
Fuck, that sounds disgusting.
I know.
Cookie dough Oreo, mixed bag. Watermelon, it's like the pickle Oreo. Or like the broccoli Oreo. It sounds so gross.
It does. I haven't seen it in stores. I'm not sure where or when or what the whole deal is. So listeners, be on the lookout.
Gross.
And let us know. So what else is going on? Have you heard about this movie Divergent? The new?
Yes, I have.
Are you familiar with the original YA book?
I am familiar with it. I haven't read it.
I haven't read it either, but it sounds like it might be something we like since it's a dystopic YA novel.
I hear good things about it.
A strong heroine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposedly supposed to be pretty amazing, just like The Hunger Games. It's the new Hunger Games.
Okay. Well, Hunger Games would be hard to beat, but we'll see how it is.
Yes. And one other thing. I know you're going to like this, because remember last fall when you and I went to that vintage expo fair?
Yeah, that was fun.
Saturday night DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my friend Joey, he puts this on 3 times a year. It's called A Current Affair, and it's he rents a really cool big space downtown, and he has different vendors come in. This you know because you were there.
I will not be interested in. Oh, you're right, I remember that. Okay.
I'm telling the audience. Okay. So there was like probably,
I thought it was a different thing.
Okay. No, it's called A Current Affair, and so he does it 3 times a year, and he has his vintage friends show up. And so this spring he's doing it, and he's doing a kitten pop-up shop.
What?
A Current Affair is pleased to announce that a portion of they're doing it to benefit the No Kill LA animal shelter.
Oh.
And so what they're doing is they're having a kitten pop-up petting zoo.
Oh my God.
So you're going to have vintage clothing, you know, racks and racks of stuff to try on. I think they have cocktails. And then they also have adoptable kittens and cats that will be on site for snuggling.
Oh, snuggling.
And potential adoption, which is so cute.
Vintage clothing and cats seems like a bad combination, doesn't it?
I don't know, but I thought
that is super cute. Where is it?
It's going to be in the same space.
Okay.
Downtown.
When is it?
Loft. It's April 5th. It's the spring 2014
show. What day of the week is that?
It's going to be, I think it's a Saturday.
You know who's going to be in town is my mother.
Oh, you guys
should go. Maybe we'll go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, if people are interested, they can look up acurrentaffair.com is mm-hmm. the site. And he does it here in L.A. several times a year. But also they have a online shop. So if you're into vintage, mm-hmm. one would want to go to this website and check it out. Because it's really cool stuff. It's a curated collection of like...
Yeah, it's very fancy.
Yeah, fashion forward.
Very, very fancy. But it was fun. I still wish I got that jacket.
Yeah, well, it might be there next time. Yeah, maybe. It probably will be. Yeah. So now I have something that I love to do. Mm-hmm. I know you love to do it too.
Okay.
We're going to play Fact or Fiction.
Yay.
Okay. So now remember the last time, I think it was the last time we met, we talked about different types of birth control and contraception.
Mm-hmm,
and
this I do. New, female condom.
Yes. So, and we had sort of thrown out, there's plenty of different types of options out there. Mm-hmm. And it had crossed my mind that for oral contraception or birth control pills, mm-hmm. there are so many different ones. Mm-hmm, did you know that?
I don't know. Maybe not. I know there's different strengths.
Well, I knew in the 90s, it mm-hmm. seemed like there was just one called Ovo Tricycline.
Right.
That's the only one I remember.
I know there's Yaz because I see the commercials.
Okay. So what we're going to do is I have a list here of different types of oral different pills, mm-hmm. and you tell me whether these are real, fact, or made up.
Okay.
Fiction.
I'm ready.
Okay. Aless.
Fiction.
Fact.
Damn.
Apri.
Fiction.
Fact.
God damn it.
Aranel.
Fiction.
Fact.
I'm going to just keep going to fiction.
Evian.
That's water. Fiction.
Fact.
Fuck.
Empress.
Fact.
Fact. Estrostrep.
Fact.
Fact. Lucina.
Fact.
Levian.
Fact.
Levlight.
Fact.
Lavora.
Fact.
Lostrin.
Fact.
Mercet.
Fact.
Natasia.
Fact.
Nordet.
Fact.
Lorval.
Fact.
Orthonovum.
Fact. I'm going to name all my future children all these names.
Yasmin.
Fact.
Yaz.
Fact.
Librel.
Fact.
Seasonique.
Fact.
Seasonal.
Fact.
Jalessa.
Fact.
Qualnuts.
Fact.
Camilla.
Fact.
Aaron.
Fact.
Jolivet.
Here. It's like your roll call in some exclusive girls' school.
And Micronor.
Here.
Those are all true.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
You nailed it.
Except after for the all first the ones I got wrong. When I,
first half
when
dozen.
I figured out the trick. Okay.
So, yeah, who knew?
That's a lot of pills.
And yeah, some of them are the mini pill, mm-hmm. which I don't know what that means, or the combo pill, which is progesterone and estrogen mix. But yeah, plenty of options out there for women to choose from.
Okay.
Now, what else is on our list? Do you have anything?
Did we go through our whole list already?
Not quite. I have a little bit more. But one thing I wanted to tell people about is, you know, when I'm really into something, I like to share it with the audience.
Mm-hmm, we all do.
And I have taken to listening to a new radio program in the morning. I've gone away from my jazz show. Mm-hmm. And I've started to listen to the Nick Harcourt Morning Show. Do you remember Nick Harcourt?
Yeah.
He used to be the DJ on 89.9 KCRW. And about 5 years ago, he split that scene. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. But
I don't either.
Because it's kind of a big deal. Because that's like the morning radio program that like everyone in LA listens to.
Yeah, and it's got like the good new songs. And Nick was like the
cool dude.
He was like the guy who did it for a long time.
Yeah, like for 10 years.
He was like that guy, yeah.
And so, but you know, people mm-hmm. come, people go. Mm-hmm. I think Jason Bentley does it now. It's still a really good show.
I don't listen to it like I used to, though, when Nick was on.
I don't listen to it like I used to when Chris Derides was on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That was really good. But anyway, so Nick Harcourt, he has popped up at a kitten pop-up called 88.5 KCSN. So it's the KCSN Morning Show with Nick Harcourt. And he plays some really good music.
What time?
I think it's from 6 a.m. to 11.
Oh, okay. I'll try it. I'll check it out.
It's on when I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
And he plays, it's a little bit poppy, a little bit more pop.
I like pop.
Than KCRW, little less like sort of obscure indie.
I once heard
stuff you've heard before, but you haven't heard it in a long, long time.
Oh,
so it's nice.
Yeah. I once heard his morning show as like, someone described it as like, cool music my aunt would listen to. I was like, yes, that's what I want. I was a very young person.
Perfect.
But, okay, I'll listen to 88.5. Like, what kind of stuff does he play? Can you name some songs?
like this. Okay, this is not going to make people want to listen, but this morning he played Go West, the King of Wishful Thinking.
Oh, cool.
Just like,
I'm into that.
Next to like some band I'd never heard of, yeah, called, you know, with their new single that just dropped this, yeah, week. You know, like it still is an eclectic mix. Okay. But the New York Times calls him the most influential DJ in the country.
I believe it.
And the Wall Street Journal says he has the most interesting and influential radio show in the U.S.
Oh, good for you, Nick Harcourt. I know. That's great. And I'm turning that on.
He has a voice to die for.
He has a good voice.
And his countenance.
Mm-hmm. He has a good countenance, too.
Yeah, he's got it going on. But so I'm sure people can go, mm-hmm, listen to that live streaming, mm-hmm, if they are so inclined.
I'm going to listen to it live in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Okay. We went through my list.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. So have you been watching any TV lately?
You know how much I love Sherlock.
I know. But beyond that, like, aren't there only like 3 episodes of Sherlock?
Well, there's 3 seasons and each season has 3 episodes, but each episode's an hour and a half long.
Okay.
I had a crazy dream about Cumberbatch. He was telling me, like, we were in a hotel room having sexy time, and he was telling me all the stuff he was into, and he was kind of embarrassed, and I'm like, it's cool, Cumberbatch, I'm GGG. I totally said that in my dream. No, I've been watching Sherlock because I love it. It is so freaking good. And then I still watch Scandal, but it's ridiculous. And that's really it. I don't have a lot of time to watch TV because I have that kid who watches TV, and I don't even have a TV. I just have my computer.
Well, I have something you can add to your list.
Okay.
It's called Orphan Black.
What's that?
Orphan Black. I totally didn't know, except I have Amazon Prime, and
it's
available, mm-hmm, to watch. It's a BBC series, mm, that was, I guess, all the rage last year. Totally passed me by. It's like not a spy thriller. It's a mystery, mm-hmm, and are you familiar with Alias with Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
It's kind of a little bit like that, where there's, mm-hmm, a woman and she has to solve a mystery, and, mm-hmm, everybody's out to get her, and, but, mm-hmm, she's like super strong, and it's really good, but okay, it's kind of a higher quality than American Network TV, just, hmm, like Sherlock. So if you like Sherlock, okay, you'll probably dig this.
All right, cool.
Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about this evening is, mm-hmm, gift giving.
Okay. And then after that, I figured out the key to life.
Okay.
That I'll explain it to you.
Well, I kind of feel like gift giving is the key to life.
It's definitely part of it, for sure.
Because nothing feels so good. Well, wait, let me rephrase that. It feels very good,
mm-hmm,
to give somebody a gift that you know they're going to like.
Very good.
Do you agree?
That feels very, very good.
Because I feel like it's not a completely selfless act, mm-mm, because like you get enjoyment from the buying, yeah, and the picking out, yeah, and the thinking of it, and like, ooh, they're going
to
like this.
You definitely get to a point in your life, I don't know when it happens, but it happens eventually to everybody when you start giving gifts is kind of almost better than getting them,
mm-hmm,
you know? You're just more excited to give it than to get it.
Yeah. And also when you think of that initial, I guess it's not when you have to or it's like an obligation, but when, mm-hmm, you think of something like, ooh, I bet, yeah, this person would like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is a really good, I think it's also good karma to like spread it around.
Yes.
Like the more you give, mm-hmm, the more you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we all had enough money to give extravagant or simple gifts, mm-hmm, but mostly extravagant. Whenever we wanted, mm, and I feel like the world would be a much better place.
Oh, would it ever?
I know.
Yeah.
So now, what's your key to life?
Wait, was that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it feels good. I wish we had more money.
I thought you had like an example of. I thought that was going to be followed up with an anecdote.
Well, I do, but I was going to save it for the beauty section because.
Oh, okay.
I will get into it because I know all our cool listeners listen to the whole show.
Oh, I have something for the beauty section too.
Okay.
That is Clarisonic related.
All right.
Oh, so here's the key to life, everybody. Get your pens and your paper. So I've been struggling a little bit. Well, I don't know if you guys are like me, but sometimes you get anxiety. Like, you can get anxious and you can get sort of obsessed about one thing, like work or a guy or your friends or something. And you just like kind of can't stop thinking about it. And you just turn it over and over in your mind and it just starts driving you insane. So then when that has happened to me lately, I just think of the phrase... I just think of the phrase whole life, whole person, because that I think is the key to life. Because if you have I mean, whether you're married or not, or girlfriended or boyfriended, or employed or looking for a job or whatever it is, I think that if you have, if you take the time and the care to have a multifaceted full life on your own, then everything is just going to automatically be in its proper perspective. Not one thing can have all the power over you that it does not deserve. Does that make sense? Oh, she's getting her microphone. She just can't believe the wisdom.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it sounds like common sense and like it's silly, but sometimes you just get too down the rabbit hole of one thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. That's the best time to make a lunch date with your other friends go for a run around the block or see a movie. Yeah,
go see a movie, get your nails done, go to a thing.
Get out of your head.
Get out of your head, and you know you need to be self-sufficient as your own person, and it will completely, like, it just is like knocks you back into your life, the real world. And I think if you keep that going, you know, if you always try to keep that going, then the other stuff won't happen to you as badly. Mm-hmm. That you get down that rabbit hole where you're just like, oh my god, everything is hinging on this one thing. Mm-hmm. You know,
I agree.
So that's,
yeah, I completely agree.
That's my current key to life. I'll tell you guys how it works out.
Well, I have something to add to that.
Okay.
When someone's in a rabbit hole or feeling anxious, I have mm-hmm. sort of a general cure-all, a panacea that will make anyone and everyone feel better.
What's that?
The lights were shining, the night was fine, and me was having a real great time. Then me got careless, me don't know how, but me had something me can't find now. Me lost me cookie at the disco. Me lost me cookie in the boogie music. Me lost me cookie at the disco. Me want it back. Me want it back again. Oh, me not sure how it happened, but...
Okay, I take it back. That is the key to life.
It's called Me Lost My Cookie at the Disco.
Oh my god, this is the best thing I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, this is what I come
into. Yes.
This is what I come into.
Yes, this is what you're missing.
This is what I walk in on.
Yes, ma'am.
You two cavorting to Cookie Monster.
Yes.
Jesus
Christ. I just came across this in my internet travels, and I was like, oh my god. And I bought it on iTunes, and I was like, I'm going to listen to this whenever I feel the least bit.
Yes.
Like, we lost my cookie at the disco. Why have I I had never heard it before.
Is it from the 70s? It sounds so disco.
I don't know. It just says Sesame Street. It's okay. A Sesame Street thing. Me lost me cookie at the disco.
Need to listen to that at all times. Awesome. That's hilarious.
So, Susan, you are just here joining us. What's up?
Oh, my God. I just spent 2.5 hours in traffic that should have been like 35 minutes of traffic.
Did you think that you would have no traffic coming back at rush hour?
Well, we thought that there would be like, we gave ourselves an hour.
Okay.
And I guess that wasn't long enough. It was 2.5 hours. Well, I wasn't actually doing the driving.
Yeah,
so,
but still, that's a long way, especially. There was a lot of management to do. But Susan has a wacky hair surprise.
Yeah.
Have you noticed it?
So we're now I have.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, it's amazing.
Isn't that pretty?
She's got a kaleidoscope of colors in her hair.
She does.
It's like purple. It looks beautiful.
I ran into Susan. We were saving it for a surprise. I ran into her last night at the salon. She was doing this crazy thing. And I was like, I want to do crazy thing. But I don't want to do that crazy.
Right.
So I got these purplish reddish highlights underneath that are so subtle as to be invisible.
And I love your kind of like slight shag. You got purple?
Yeah,
purple. Oh, wait, I see. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
I think next time I'm going to have her.
In the sun, you know
it
what?
Up a notch, yeah.
Yeah, in the sun, it'll be
your
awesome.
Bangs are cute like that, too.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I like them. She's very cute right now, which is good because she's late.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Well, Susan, you can mm-hmm. collect yourself and get your groove on while I talk about something
mm-hmm.
that's very important to me. It's about getting my money back from a vibrator that I feel like it did not live up to snuff.
Oh, is it the little black tooth?
It is.
The Jimmy Jane?
Yeah.
I have had such interesting discussions about the Jimmy Jane lately.
Okay. Well, really? Just before you arrived, mm-hmm. Amy,
you were trying it out. and it wasn't working. Yeah.
No, I wrote a letter to customer service saying that I want my money back.
You like the orgasms are not satisfying? What's wrong with it?
And I have a podcast.
Oh, of course.
You gotta and a vagina. What's wrong with it?
It doesn't work.
Can I see it? Is it dirty? Is it clean?
It's
I
want
to see it.
Means
no, it doesn't work. It's okay. When I looked on the box, it does say rechargeable, so that means I need to find the charger and I need to charge it up. But it's like
you can't write the company if you can't find the charger.
Yeah, you can't return.
Well, no, I realize they're just gonna write me back and say tell me to charge it up.
Okay,
but I feel like for $169,
that's a lot.
I know. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking?
Wait a second. For $169, you're mad you have to charge it?
No. Well.
I don't understand the problem.
Two things. Yeah, I'm mad I have to charge it.
Okay.
Because it's like...
How else is it supposed to work?
If it's not charged and you reach for it and it's like... Okay.
So you either charge it, it has batteries, you plug it in. So you can't...
It's rechargeable.
There's not like a solar powered one, which is an awesome idea, by the way.
No, but so you reach for it, you want to use it, and it's dead. That's not so good.
No.
But you have to recharge. You have to charge
it. Charge it during the day.
Yeah.
That's not how I work.
Okay. I mean, if it has batteries, then you have to refill the batteries. I guess if you have batteries at home, you can have that.
Right.
If it has, and if you plug it in, then you have to be in this weird position on the floor, like by the outlet.
Well, you can't. It has to sit in its recharger, right? It doesn't have a plug-in recharger. It's one of those osmosis rechargers, like the Clarisonic.
Right. I don't know. Haven't you like?
Well, no, the Clarisonic is a thing that plugs in, and then you put the Clarisonic on.
Yeah,
it.
But it's like a little magnetic thing. It's not like it plugs in.
Right.
Like you can't have it plugged in and use it.
I know. Oh, I'm just saying the options for vibrators. None are perfect.
Options for vibrators.
Yeah. Yeah. But so the same thing with your Clarisonic. Don't you sometimes you're about to use it and then it's like it poops out?
Yeah.
On
but
you?
The thing is, so like, one thing about a rechargeable vibrator
what?
Is that
it's eco-friendly.
Sometimes you can just charge it for 10 minutes and still get what you need and then charge it the rest of the way.
Yeah, you could do that.
I've done that before.
But it does it not have enough bang for its buck?
I feel like for all the hype, I mean, when I walked into the adult superstore in North Hollywood, they had like a big Lucite case display with like lights beaming. Like it was, they were selling this thing like there was no tomorrow, you know, like as if this is the new revolution.
Right. This is what you need.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like really pretty. It's got this unusual design and the packaging. It comes in a really big box for a small item. I feel like, you know, and on the outside of the box, there are all these quotes like, this is the best thing ever. This is, will change your universe. And for me, it was kind of like, eh.
Were you using it right?
I don't think it's that much. I mean, hey, I'll give it another try, but I don't it didn't do it for me.
This is what I've heard about that, Jimmy Jane.
All right.
Because it looks like a tooth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine who's like very vibrator savvy.
Yeah.
To the point where she has like a charging station in her nightstand next to her bed for all her vibrators.
All right.
Says that she puts the two like ends of the tooth on either side of her clitoris,
the roots,
the roots on either side of her clitoris, and then just kind of puts a little pressure on there, and then it's this total amazing orgasm.
Did you try it that way,
or do you just push it against the whole thing and was like it's just like any other vibrator?
The vibration was not that strong. It was like, you know, for $169, you kind of want something that packs a wallop,
right? So this one was like a 4.2.
Yeah, it's like a AA battery, like. You know.
Okay, this is a good time for me to bring up the thing I was going to talk about in the makeup section, because it's about a vibrator. I was going to save it, but I'll just say
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of or tried, or any listeners, the Hitachi Magic Wand?
I've heard about it.
Because that's
heard,
supposed
like,
to be
like
the thing.
The shit.
That's like jackhammer
lawnmower
speed. And I want to try it.
I thought you did try it.
I have not tried it.
What was the one you tried of your mom's?
Oh,
was that
gross.
You or somebody else?
That was totally me.
That was you. Okay.
When I was a kid.
Well, Susan, don't you?
But it was like some kind of 70s thing that was just like a personal massager, but I don't think it was that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you have any updates for us on your purchase from San Diego?
I have more to say about the Hitachi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. So my same friends were having all the vibrator talk. The reason I wanted to try it was they were like, one of them was like, well, the Hitachi's great, but, you know, it's almost too strong. And someone else was like, yeah, the Hitachi's great if you only have, like, a minute to yourself for, like, 25 seconds. I'm like, oh, I want to get that.
25 seconds?
I'm like, I'm getting it.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, that dovetails right into my story.
Yes, what's your story?
Because I bought a new vibrator with the bunny ears.
I was kind of hoping you would tell us how it was.
When did we get that? When did we go? Like
in San Diego.
March 1st.
And it's, okay, so let's say 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 weeks ago. I have not had 1 second to myself since then. Jesus. I have not had 1 minute of alone time.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you could have 25 seconds of alone time, you could use the magic wand.
I haven't even had 25 seconds of alone time. Yeah. So it's like, this is a good, no, bathroom. It was a really good kind of self-check. Like, yeah, wait true. A minute.
Yeah, you're right.
I need to work out something with my husband. Like, you take the boys to the park yes. every other Saturday or whatever.
And I'll stay home and masturbate.
35 minutes. Right. Yeah. And I'll stay home. Yeah. And then we'll switch off. Right, like, exactly.
You can stay home and jack off.
Yeah.
No, I think that's true. Yeah. I think you should do that.
Well, I think like guys can just jack off in the shower, right?
Yeah.
It's a little harder for ladies to.
Especially with a thing.
A thing.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, it's harder. And it's not like you can do it in bed because you got someone in there with you.
Right, exactly. Even a sound sleeper. You don't want to like.
Yeah, no. It feels like it's in weird taste anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, no, you're going to need some time to yourself.
Yeah. So, yeah.
When's that going to happen?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I tried to get her to do it in the bathroom in San Diego, but she wouldn't. I'm like, go in the bathroom and try it. Tell us how it is. All right.
No pressure, though.
I know, exactly. We'll just be out here. Don't feel self-conscious.
But anyway, did I tell you guys about the eyelid tattoo story? Did I tell that one already? Because I know I told one story about student conference, parent conferences.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, and the kid who got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this one, this little girl came with her dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen her dad around before. He's kind of a rough, tough guy. He has 69 tattooed on his neck.
Yeesh.
He has neck tattoos.
Yeah.
He's got like all these arm tattoos and stuff. And he has these, like, what I thought were, like, little dots mm-hmm. on his eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, little, like, four or five little dots going across each eye. So I'm like, oh, great. I'm having parent conference, and here he is. I get to finally see what those little dots are. If they're more than just dots, I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're sitting down, and I'm like, all right. Like, I'm really giving him eye contact. And I think he was maybe a little tired or high or something, and he was kind of slow blinking.
Or like a cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, all right, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And I read the first eyelid, the left, what's on my left. And it says, let's, L-E-T apostrophe S. The grammar was there. And on his other eyelid.
Don't tell me.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
Let's fuck.
Oh my God.
Let's fuck was tattooed on his eyelids. Let's fuck.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you remember in Indiana Jones? I think it was the first scene. Did you say like, I love you or love you or something like that? Like, that's cute.
Yeah. And probably not permanent.
Not permanent. But let's fuck.
Let's fuck.
On the eyelids. Well, and he does have five kids. So obviously it works for him. Yeah, he's married. Yeah. Or,
oh my God. That means every time he's sleeping, it says let's fuck on his face.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
And when you're having your parent-teacher conference, when you blink, you're asking the teacher to fuck you.
To let's fuck.
Yeah. To let's fuck.
That's very...
The guy at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, totally.
Let's fuck.
That's really strange.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah.
When you're getting your hair cut and you're getting a wash, you close your eyes. Let's fuck.
Yeah, let's fuck.
Huh. All right, then.
It's a lesson.
Yes, it is. Don't tattoo your eyelids.
Don't tattoo your eyelids.
Let's fuck.
203 ways.
Okay, Geraldine just took a book out of her dresser drawer that looks like she got it at Goodwill. Yeah.
Wait, who's this written by? Is this the one, How to Set Your Lady on Fire or something like that?
This is 203 ways to drive a man wild in bed. It's got a little sticker in here for James and Niloufar Gorman, who I guess tried them all and then gave it to Goodwill.
Because they were done.
It's very 1980s.
Yeah, I was wanting to see what years is published.
And this brings me to the topic of I think it's a bit of a cliche, but I'm not sure. Have you ever heard that the best way to excite a man is to greet him at the door while you are naked but wrapped in saran wrap?
Yeah,
that's from Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, is it? I've heard it even before that.
I've heard it before.
I think that must have been in a New Yorker article or something.
Oh,
or because it is like a cliche. It's like a.
Yeah.
But would you ever?
It's a meme.
It is a meme. I think it was a meme before.
It was a meme before there were memes. Yeah.
But do you think anybody, like, how many people have ever done that really? Like,
I answered the door the other day in a towel, not even on purpose. That was good.
I hope it was super special guy and not like the UPS guy.
It was super special guy.
Okay.
Not super awesome guy. Different guy. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No, but I
forgot his name for a minute.
Yeah. See, I just took a shower and then I was watching the Oscars and I was really comfortable. And I was like, oh, hey, all right, whatever. And then we got it on. This is hilarious. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And then I'll read some of this.
Oh, so have you ever tried that, Geraldine?
No.
Cellophane?
No. I never have. And I don't think I would. It seems like, to me, it sounds really middle-aged, like desperate. Oh, wait, you have.
Except for not what I did. Mine was spontaneous, though. So it's okay.
Okay, I guess I can say it. I guess I can say it.
Oh, you have.
I have.
Oh.
It wasn't that I greeted boyfriend at the door, but it was like the red cellophane, like the special Christmas colors.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was red, so it looked kind of pink.
Uh-huh. And did you wrap yourself like a mummy? Like,
no, I wrapped myself like a sexy little see-through disco dress kind of thing.
She's so creative. Yeah. She just like whipped it up. Did you do it with your current husband or former boyfriend?
No, former boyfriend.
Oh, how do you like it?
So you just did it like a tube top?
Yeah, like a tube dress.
Oh, that's cute.
It was the whole body.
Yeah. Okay.
It was uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
restraining,
wasteful.
Restricting,
yeah.
Wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Not really very sexy. Well, it was kind of sexy because he kind of like tore me out of it. He like tore the...
Did he unwind you?
Didn't unwind me. It got kind of like ripped, torn off, mm-hmm. which was okay, I guess. But the whole time you're in there, you're like sweating.
Yeah. It's not a lot of... So it doesn't really breathe.
You take it off and you're like all sweaty, slimy. Like, ew.
Yeah. Huh.
So there you go.
All right. What you got, Gerlin? Oh, so anyway, should we see what Olivia St. Clair has to say?
Give us like one or two little shorties, like number 70.
Okay. I'm going to just open up to one. Did that just say rear entry? Hold on a second.
Well, that is one way to drive your man wild.
I guess so. Fuck him in the ass.
Oh, I thought it meant come in the back door and then.
I don't know. All right. Ew.
Just say it.
Come on. I'm embarrassed. Gross.
Why are you...
Just to read this out loud. Because it's gross.
Fucking read it.
Okay. Number 123. This is a different one. Roll or thump his penis against your belly, thigh, or face. Gross.
Roll?
Or thump.
How do you roll a penis?
I don't know. If your man 125. If your man has so gross.
What?
Okay, if your man has a high level of appreciation for women's bottoms, he'll no doubt enjoy rubbing his penis between the cheeks of your behind.
Well, that's a given.
Lubricate yourself there and present your derriere from a kneeling position or by lying on your stomach with pillows beneath your hips. Hold on, honey, I gotta oil this up. Anyone have a pillow?
Oh my god,
this is hilarious. Oh, surprise him by reaching into his pants and fondling him while he's reading, talking on the phone, watching TV, cooking, or washing the dishes,
or playing video games.
Right, exactly. Oh, this is hilarious.
They like that. You want to get him to stop watching sports?
Another great tongue trick is to move. I hope nobody's got a boner right now from this. Another great tongue trick is to move it in circles around and around his penis while it slides merrily up and down. Not easy, but worth it. Occasionally, you can just suck on him like a piece of hard candy. Oh my god!
Well, so what year was this published in?
93.
Oh, huh. Really? It seems like much earlier than that.
Yeah,
like
I think it may have been written a lot earlier, sitting on a shelf, waiting. Mm.
Yeah, well, I picked that up because it was just too hard to resist. It was actually irresistible to me. And I've only read the prologue. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Well, I'm hearing the hardcore stuff. Like,
okay.
While giving him,
does it get better as you get higher up in the numbers?
While giving the basic genital kiss, the basic one, insert one wet finger into his anus very gently. Move it around in circles and in and out.
Wow.
Of course, every man's fantasy is to have a beautiful woman give him genital kisses. This is fucking gross.
Genital kisses.
I know, under the dinner table. If you can pull this off in a dark restaurant, good for you. Okay.
All right.
That's pretty racy.
Yeah. But it will work just as well as the privacy of your own dining room. Make sure the table is dressed in a floor-length cloth to provide just the right touch of secrecy and forbidden, quote, fruit. That would be kind of hot, actually.
And don't hit your head.
Exactly.
Because that'll bring the moment down.
Yeah, be very careful.
Don't bite down.
Is there one, How to Drive a Woman Crazy?
I'm sure there is. The companion book?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to wrap up this part of our show. And we're going to come back with some beauty news and product reviews.
Okay. So, do we have anything else to talk about?
Do you guys have anything? You can throw it into the next section if you feel so inclined.
No, I think I don't have anything.
All right. Ladies, do you have any parting words?
Genital kissing.
Gross.
Not sure how it happened, but me took me favorite cookie with me to the disco. Me want to give it, you know, a happy, snappy, good time. But me lost cookie. Oh, yeah. The mood exciting, the music loud. Me just a part of that happy crowd. Me feet go crazy.
And now we're back. We've got some hardcore heavy makeup stuff to talk about. But also I have other things too.
Okay, good. Let's start with there then.
Okay, well, the first is a Wakaga. What comes around goes around. There's something that I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. This has been on my eBay watch list for years because, you know, it's been discontinued. The Bobbi Brown Beach Body Oil. And this is a oil that's a fragrance. And I never bought it because... part of me can be very frugal. And so by the time I went to buy it, they're like, oh, we don't make that anymore. So I was like, what? That's crazy. So I started looking for it on eBay. But on eBay, it's like $75 for the small, which is basically smells like baby oil.
Because it's out of print.
Yeah. It smells like baby oil, but like a little bit of coconut. It definitely smells like the beach. It's really nice. But it's like, I couldn't bring myself to buy it. And then I saw it has been relaunched. And re-released.
Oh,
and just this summer, it's out there. And they're doing a whole beach line. You can get the beach fragrance, the beach body oil, the beach candle. It's all Bobbi Brown all the time.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay.
So now the other thing, this leads me from Bobbi Brown beach candle to other types of scented candles. Now, do you guys put, are you guys into fragrances? Amy, you're probably not, right? Because you don't like perfume.
I bet since you have cats, you're into scented candles.
I do like scented candles, but I don't never think to use them or light them. Like I have one in my bathroom, but I never use it. That's it.
We
I'm pretty sensitive to smells, so
when there's a stinky poo in the bathroom, which is from my husband, not me.
Of course. Or one of your children.
He just lights a match.
Yeah, that works. I wonder if that would work in the
smell
good. In the litter
it still
box.
Doesn't smell. It's from one yucky smell to another.
Smells better than poop.
Yeah, but why not just go all the way and light a candle?
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
I guess if you have kids in the house too, you don't want them fucking with the candle like I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And actually caught the macrame plant holder on fire and almost burned the house down.
Oh my God. Maybe I should put a candle on the cat litter box, except for they would totally knock it over.
No, we, if there's a, if you live with a smell, you don't smell it.
Yeah.
So like if we walk in the house and we're like, holy crap, we get the scented candle and put it like next to the door and
the litter,
light it up. Oh, yeah, it's up above where the kids can reach it.
Okay. So you guys are talking about masking a nasty smell.
Poop. Yeah. Masking poop odors.
Okay. Yeah. But I think there's another level.
There's like an aromatherapy.
Right. Yeah. Like if you want your house to smell good just for the hell of it.
Like Anthropology.
Mm-hmm. Right. There are people who do that.
Like, really? No way.
I have never been one of them because also I forget. And also kids, like fingers, you know. Anytime you would try to light a candle, any kid under 10 years old will like want to go stick their fingers in the wax and play with the flame. And it's just, however, there are people out there without kids who like to burn candles. And it can, if you have a very highly scented soy wax candle that's of a good quality, it can smell pretty amazing and not overpowering, not like, woo!
Yeah.
But like, oh my gosh, it smells nice in here.
That's what we have. Like when we entertain.
That sounds nice.
The rare times that we entertain, we will always, always, always light a candle.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Set the mood, if you will.
What she got? She's taking something out of a fancy box.
Well, this recalls my, a concept of gift giving. I had the idea that I wanted to give somebody a scented candle and I was like, what kind of candle would they like? And I did a little bit of research on the internet and I found that the place to go to get this would be Barney's. Now you guys are familiar with Barney's.
Oh yeah, maybe $50 socks.
Maybe if people don't know, it's a high-end,
it's very high-end
like sort of boutique department. It's not even right. a department store. It's just like a high-end little itty-bitty department store. But yeah. it's really, really nice. And there's one in Beverly Hills, not mm-hmm. too far from where I work. And so I went there this week. It had been completely redesigned. Mm. I hadn't been there for a while. So I went down in the basement. And that's where they have like all the cosmetics and the fragrances and the mm-hmm. candles. And it's really cool mm. because when you walk into Barney's, like they have probably like 80% of the lines that they carry mm-hmm. I've never heard of, and mm-hmm. I've never seen them. Mm-hmm. Like they have really, really unusual stuff. So I, you know, right away somebody came up to me and they're like, "Oh, can I help you?" And I said, "I'm looking for a candle." And they're like, "Oh, well, you have to come this way." And she led me over to this corner, and there are all these candles, and over each candle was like a glass bell jar, oh, like a it yeah, was sealed. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so then you pick up the glass and smell the inside of the glass, oh, like it's captured the yeah. fragrance, and then mm-hmm. and then put it back down on the candle, and then you go and you smell the next mm-hmm. one. And it was like really a condensed, intense, like you could really smell mm-hmm. these candles, right. and they were so complex and gorgeous. They weren't just like a vanilla candle mm-hmm, or right. like a apple candle. Mm-hmm. These were well, they were it
Barney's
was
candles.
It was like yeah. a perfume yeah. in a like wax. Mm-hmm. Formulation. So what I ended up buying is this brand called Byredo. Mm-hmm. And the woman who, she wasn't a Barney salesperson. She was like a Byredo mm-hmm. salesperson.
Wow.
She told me the whole story. She and I got along great. And mm-hmm. usually I don't get along with salespeople, but mm-hmm. she and I were like buds. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so this Byredo, it makes fragrances, perfumes, mm-hmm. body oils, and candles. And it turns out that it was, this is a company that's been around since 2006. It was started by an architect mm-hmm. in Sweden, mm-hmm. and wow. he got together with a nose, somebody mm-hmm. who right. the nose knows, mm-hmm. and so these two guys, they decided to, like, it's so random, like, an architect is like, "I'm going to make perfume."
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
So he decided to make perfume, mm-hmm. and now it's carried in Barney's, and the scent that I chose, it's called Peyote Poem. Mm. And it's a mixture of juniper berry, black pepper, violet orris, patchouli, and black amber. Mm. And the thing is, it's not a white candle, it's black.
Ooh.
I want to smell it.
It's all sealed up.
I know, after it all is. That.
For gift giving.
I know, mm. it's all sealed up. And but it's so good. I was like, oh my God, I want to buy one for everybody I know.
Yeah.
Because now, wait, how much? Because I know Barney's can yeah, be quite how pricey. Paid? How much was it?
It was $100.
Ooh.
$100 candle.
But this and how many inches?
Is the candle?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
It's big. Yes, the box, candle, the box is big.
It's a 24
It's like at a ounce. Large circumference.
24 ounce?
No, I don't know how big it is. It's like,
It's like 5 inches. 6 inches,
perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's like it comes in a glass container. It's pretty.
Oh, it comes in a glass container.
Yeah, it's in a glass container. Okay. Cool. It's not just the right. not just the wax candle. Right. It's a wax candle in a glass container.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So right. I'll take a picture of it someday when okay. it's out of its box. But I thought that's a really nice gift because then I was like,
that
oh,
is a very, very nice gift.
I went over to a girlfriend's house for dinner the other week, and she was burning like a vanilla candle. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I could get her. No, I don't know if I don't think yeah. I'd spend $100, but I was like, oh, I could get her a vanilla huh. candle. So if you guys have special candle requests.
I do already.
Throw them out there. What?
Well, I will tell you this for your future gift giving.
Because it's so easy.
To me,
it's so nice.
Your future okay, gift giving
go ahead.
Needs that are mine.
What?
I will just say that the perfume, that little roller ball mm-hmm. perfume you got mm-hmm. when we were at Sephora, I love the way that smells.
Oh, yeah. That is
I loved it.
Elizabeth and James
and I don't really wear
Nirvana.
It. Do you have it up there?
Yeah, I do have
Can
it
Can I smell
there.
It again? Because I don't really wear perfume, but I love the way that
yeah. it is. Okay, that's good to know.
Okay.
And did Susan, they come in you? Smaller and smaller little incantations?
Or were they all of that the candles?
Size? Yeah, like little votive size? I didn't ask. Or, I wonder.
I'm not sure. The ones I saw were all the big ones. The biggies. Yeah. But.
No, I love scented candles.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know. It's such a good gift. As long as you know that the person likes that. Yeah. Like kind of
that
scent.
Inspires
scent,
me to yeah. go home and light my really cheap scented candles.
Yeah. So that's the news. The other thing that's going on is that we have news on Gwyneth Paltrow, what she's been up to.
Oh, Gwyneth, what are you doing?
She Goopy. Is Goopy is shilling for a new skincare line called Restoracy. Mm-hmm. And it's a the logo is the slogan is beauty has no expiration date.
Okay.
All right.
So Gwyneth is st- standing. She is the spokesman for this Luxe limited edition trifecta of exfoliation, hydration, and skin tone evening that she's selling on. I saw an ad for it on a website, but then I also noticed she was selling it on Goop, her website. And what it is, it's a new line. It's one of these lines I've never heard of. It's based on enzymes released from baby salmon.
Oh.
Isn't that cute?
Released in which way?
But wait.
Out their butts?
Well, no baby salmon are harmed in the process. It's all natural, all organic.
So someone's like running after them, catching their poop.
No, enzymes. It's squeezing from their skin.
So someone's milking the fish and then letting them go. Right?
Oh, man. Baby salmon. But so gently enzyme. With like.
But it's all Gwyneth and her gentle with like hands.
Cashmere gloves.
Right, exactly. Like,
but I gotta say, in those ads, her skin looks great.
I want to like merge Gwyneth and Martha Stewart and make an Uber wasp.
Oh, that's a good idea. Amazing. It's almost happening already. I gotta say.
The superhero Uber wasp.
That
sounds fishy to me.
I don't know.
Sorry.
So that's what I've got to put on the table with the latest skinny on the Scooby on the real nitty gritty. How about you guys?
I don't get really anything. I haven't been trying anything new.
Okay, 45 minutes. Let's try to.
Okay.
I've been looking for a lipstick.
Whatever you're wearing now is very nice.
This is my new lipstick. Mm-hmm. I got it at Sephora. Mm-hmm. It's Sephora brand. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know what it's called, of course. And it's in like a skinnier tube. Mm. It's like above where the regular lipsticks are. Mm-hmm. It's not like a stick, like a pencil. Mm-hmm. It's like a, what do you call those things? Like they're skinny and they're thin, but they're still lipstick, but it's thin.
Like gloss?
No, it's not like
How many
gloss.
Inches?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
All right.
But it smells like grape bubble yum.
Oh.
Do you remember grape bubble yum? It smells exactly like that. Huh. Yeah. I don't have it with me though, so.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I have so much makeup right now. I'm not getting any new makeup, although that will change for sure.
And I got some new deeper sparkly blush.
Okay,
so it's a little deeper
your
color.
Your eye makeup always looks good here at the end of the day. Like, it's sparkly here. I don't know if it's, like, the oil on your eyelids, but it's sparkling.
This is the Urban Decay Stardust, I think, in the pink shade.
No. All right, I use Urban Decay, too, but...
This is, like, the super glitter sparkle.
All right, well, it looks good.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So this week, unfortunately, we have no voicemails to go over.
Boo.
We have no listener questions.
Boo.
We have no requests for advice.
Boo.
We have got jack shit from those listeners.
Come on, you guys.
Well, we skipped last week. So
that's true. What
can
you give us?
Tit for tat.
Yeah, true.
Everybody took a break last week.
Okay, we all took a break.
But now we're back. Mm-hmm. Now they need to come back. And please shower us with some affection.
Yes.
You can call our voicemail at 818-643-1565. Or, of course, you can write us at thebecauseshow@baldmove.com. Mm-hmm. And until next week. Do we have anything else we want to go over?
I can't think of a thing.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, I'm giving a shout out. I'm going to be in Paris the last week of May. Anyone who's there.
That's amazing.
Tell me.
Cannot believe it.
And I'll take you out for a glass of wine and escargot.
Yum.
And that will be very exciting because I'm going to experience Paris in the springtime.
Yeah.
And it may seem decadent that I'm going twice within...
Nope.
6 months.
It seems awesome. So.
But it's my 1 week that I could arrange for it to happen. And so it's going to happen.
Hey, and let's make a date, you guys, for next month to have. Let's make an oyster date.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That sounds really fun.
You can go. You can get something else.
All right.
And I'll eat your oysters, too.
Okay.
I'll eat oysters for everybody. Okay. So until next week, we'll be back. And listeners, take care of yourself. Go smell some candles.
Whole person, whole life.
And
smell your candles. Me lost me cookie at the disco. That's all really you need to know.